In this week's Cotton News Line, four cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
It's still a long ways to go until harvest, and we're clearly going to have to watch how weather progresses for the rest of the growing season, and also pay attention to Texas because more than half the cotton crop is located in Texas this year.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Overall, if you look at Georgia and the rest of the Southeast, weather conditions have been fairly good so far, certainly better than they had last year. So hopefully they're going to be looking at an average to maybe slightly above average crop in the Southeast.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
In some parts of the Mid-South, a good bit of it's irrigated, so that's going to help offset some of the lack of rainfall. The problem for those growers will be that it's just going to be a very expensive crop to produce because they will have to do more irrigation than probably what they would like. One area to be concerned about is Tennessee. They don't have the level of irrigation that other states in the Mid-South do, so that's one we're going to have to watch.
This is Cut 4, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
One of the factors that caused growers to plant less cotton this year than they would have otherwise, they knew they were going to have a shorter water allocation, so they typically would only plant their acres to those extremely high-valued crops.